Welcome to Office Hours with Adam Peterson, where I talk to business owners, employees, entrepreneurs and experts to find answers to those day-to-day questions about life and work in Luxembourg. If you have questions you'd like answered, let me know at adam.peterson@rtl.lu or on LinkedIn. But for now, on to today's show. So on the 22nd to 24th of November, it will be the 10th Art Week in Luxembourg. There'll be talks, there'll be walks, there'll be performances and exhibitions, a highlight for many in Luxembourg's calendar. So I thought we'd take the opportunity to see how this fascinating market works. And to help me understand, I've got a wonderful guest, so welcome Charlotte. And can you please give the listeners your two-bullet introduction?
Sure. Well, my name's Charlotte Leroy and I'm working for Art Week Circle, which is an online platform. I've been a business developer for them for about 3 years now.
Cool. And there's something, I just want to get into your background, because when I was growing up, you had kind of the engineers over here and the business people in a different silo and the art people in a different silo as well. So I think your job title is business development manager. So you're in this area of business and art that has come together very early in your career. So just help me understand how that came about.
I was doing a history of art degree in the university, and I thought that maybe I should do something with my master, going more sales and business. So I did. I went to Paris, and I did a master in cultural management. Okay. So we basically learn how to manage label and to create fairs and all cultural things.
So very early in your career, you kind of came into this intersection point between art and business.
Yeah, because loving art is a thing. Being able to help people who actually create cultural things is another thing.
Yes, excellent. Brilliant. And so you're at Artwork Circle, which is an online art gallery based in Luxembourg. Been going for how many years?
Since 2015.
So just under 10 years. And I think my understanding is that you have a particularly interesting line of business that not many galleries have. Is that right? Tell me a bit more about how Artwork Circle works and the different options people have to see and get hold of art through you.
Well, we are an online gallery and we work with, 30 people, 30 artists who actually lives in Luxembourg, are being born here, which is very important to us. And we also have developed a rental service.
Rental service. Cool. So renting art. So I'm kind of interested, let's start with the customers then. So who's renting art?
Companies mostly.
Companies. So that's the big offices. You go into the hallway, a big piece of art.
Yeah, yeah. Law firms, management company, and you have to have big offices.
Yeah, big walls. I've run out of walls in my space in my house for the art. That's part of the problem. Excellent. So, and how often would a company change the art? Do they pay every time they change the art? Is it just a rental for a period of time? Tell me a bit about how that kind of process works.
It depends, because we have different formulas, if I can say this way. There is the simple renting. There is renting with subscription. And in this case, we're going to change the artworks throughout the year. It depends, because we do a lot of case by case.
Yep.
Depending on the needs the company wants to complete. But it can be changed every 6 months or every year. It depends. And we also have a leasing formula, which allow company to actually buy the artworks at the end of the renting service.
Ah, cool. So, and if so, you would pay what's the advantage in leasing then? So you would pay a small amount and it just spreads the cost. And then if you don't like it, after a while you change your mind, is there an opportunity to return it, or are you bought in at that moment?
Well, if you go for a leasing formula, you have to buy the piece at the end. But if you don't want it, you can go for a simple renting. And in this case, when you get tired of it, you can just return it to us. But this is why I believe the rental with subscription is the best. Best choice, because you really get to change, and when you want to change, you just call us and we find another piece you want.
Cool. So how much of the business would you say is the rental versus the purchase?
Well, honestly, it's kind of equal. I mean, the amount of corporate client and the amount of individual client, because it's really a different thing and they want to purchase different need, I think. So corporate clients are more about renting because they can create different atmosphere throughout the year. And the individual clients are more about falling in love with a piece or an artist or just adding a new piece to a collection.
So you've got an advantage with an online store because you've got unlimited wall space. You're like the Amazon. You could have every piece of art available in Luxembourg. Whereas other galleries, obviously, they've got limited wall space, so they can only show limited artists. You have 30 artists, I think you said about 30. So are they artists that you are adding kind of the seal of approval? Are you curating those, or is it open to any Luxembourgish artists?
It is open to every Luxembourgish artist, but we try to select them in a way that we're making sure that we like it, first of all, which I think it's important, because you have to believe in something to be able to sell it correctly and to promoting right. So we have a team and we discuss every application we receive from artists. But artists comes to us with application, but we also go for some of them we really like and we really want to have on the platform.
Yeah. How many artists kind of come and then you look at their work and you kind of say, you don't quite match our style or our brand or what we're about?
To be honest, not much, because I think they already know if they have the sufficient background to apply for this, to join the platform. But usually if you live in Luxembourg, or if you were born in Luxembourg, if you have done several exhibitions, you can be on the platform.
Cool. And then that's set up with the artists as well. So there's an advantage for them, because through your network, you're giving them advertising. And then there's also an advantage for you, because you don't need a big gallery and lots of storage facilities, because all the art is still being stored at their house. So is there any kind of financial agreement at the start, or is that kind of a quid pro quo? You're helping them, they're helping you. So you actually money only starts changing hands between you and the artist kind of on sales and on rentals. How does that work, the initial setup?
No, it's more about us helping them. Okay. Because the goal of Artwork Circle, when it was created, it was really to support artists and give them the much time to create. Because when an artist has to promote their art by themselves and do networking and those kind of stuff, they don't have much time to actually be in their studios and create stuff. So we wanted to take care of everything for them, so they have the much time they need to create and do artworks and to think about art and to think about approach. And yeah.
Cool. So it sounds like you're a lot more around kind of the mission of growing art in Luxembourg as opposed to as net profit. Would that be fair?
It is.
Good. Brilliant. Well, we've heard some things about Artwork Circle, how it works. So we'll take a quick break now and then we'll return to get into some of the chewy questions around the art market. Damien Hirst describes it as the most shocking increase in value from what it costs to make to what you sell it for. Whereas James McNeil Whistler describes an artist is not paid for his labour, but for his vision. So in the first half of the show, we looked at some of the mechanics of the art market. Now we're going to get into some of those thorny issues. And the first one I wanted to get into is pricing. So, Charlotte, how do artists go setting about their prices?
It depends on the medium and techniques they use. It depends on the how much time they spend doing it. And it depends on the quotation they have on the art market. So the more you are known, the more you can sell the artworks for a high price.
Yeah, that's interesting, because you actually disagree then with Mr. Whistler, who said he's not paid for his labour but for his vision. You're saying that actually the amount of effort they put in is kind of important as well, right?
Yeah, I believe it, but it's for sure, like, when you think about, I don't know, maybe Jeff Koons, if you know who he is, he was not doing anything because he had lots of big workshop with lots of people doing the sculptures for him. So he doesn't spend any time in the studio doing anything with his own hands, but the prices are amazing.
Yeah. And I think actually, the one statement I hate when people say, when they go to art and they sort of say, oh, I could do that. And like, no, you couldn't, is the short answer, because it is the vision of the artist that has to do it. At the same time, the labour that's put in. A few weeks ago, I went by Sumo's gallery on Rue de Strasbourg, and he was there and he was explaining how he builds it up. And there's weeks and weeks can go into a piece, which with layers and layers. So it is pretty impressive. So the art on your platform and your marketplace, who decides the pricing for that?
Artist decides.
So the artist decides.
Yes. Sometimes some of them ask us what we think about and we can discuss it with them, but most of the time they decide the prices of the artworks. And an important thing we do and want to have on the website is have the biggest price range on the website, because we wanna have artworks for all budgets. Whether you have like 10K allocated in art to your company, or you're just an art lover with a reasonable budget.
Yeah. And all your art though is direct from the artist. You don't kind of resell. You don't have the secondary market where, let's say, I bought a piece of art, I would then hand back to Artwork Circle or an artist that maybe passed away years ago that's going up in value. That's not something that you're interested in.
It's a service we want to develop, and it actually already has a name, but we have to develop it very, like, more efficiently. But this is the Collectors Club, and we wanted to create like a secret website on our website for people to put their artworks and sell to other art lovers. Well,
it's not going to be secret anymore because you've just told everyone.
Yeah, I realize that.
but it's kind of interesting because it might clash with your mission in some ways. We touched on in the first half. Your mission is to get Luxembourgish art and support the artists. When people are selling art that they bought previously, that's that secondary market. That doesn't really benefit the artists.
No, but it benefits the art market, and especially here in Luxembourg. And to be honest with you, because we are still on the website and we are still able to manage who puts what on the website, even for this Collectors Club thing. So I would probably make sure that the artworks that people put on this part of the website are still from Luxembourgish artists.
Yeah. So that brings us then. So let's go to Luxembourg Art Week. So the big event, the big showpiece event that I have attended on a couple of occasions is the event at the Glacis, mm-hmm. where they have all the galleries. So what are you looking forward to in Luxembourg Art Week? How is it for an active member of Luxembourg Art Society?
Well, it's really interesting because, first of all, you get to see all of your friends, gallerists and artists and stuff, so it's really nice. And collectors also. But the thing I love the most about it is probably spending time in the take-off section, because this is where you can find the new artists and new ways of thinking art, which is really interesting to me. And another thing I really love about Luxembourg Art Week is that they have this kind of 360-degree program, And as we speak, there is lots of brilliant sculptures displayed off-site in the whole city of Luxembourg, which is really nice, I think, because lots of people actually don't go to the fair. But those sculptures allow people to still have access to art and artists from all over the world, even though they are not going to the fair.
Excellent. And so the take-off section you mentioned, if I remember correctly, you go into the event on the Glacis, then towards the back they have one area, is that right, that is dedicated to? Cool. But Art Week isn't the only time you can see art in Luxembourg. And do you hold kind of, I actually don't know the English word, but they're one-night shows, vernissage. Do you have vernissages to showcase your artists that you supply?
Yes, we do. But when we do it, because as we are an online platform, online gallery, let's say, we do vernissage and we do exhibitions, but mostly in partnership with venues and companies.
Ah, so the venue as well wants you to do the vernissage there because they will attract people and make money from drinks, or
exactly.
Okay. So one of the regular arguments I have with my wife is if there's an exhibition, we'll go, and she will say, Adam, we can't go because if we're not going to commit to buying a piece of art for, I don't know, 8, maybe 10,000 euros, then we shouldn't go. We're taking up people's time. Whereas, you know, just on a whim, spending 8, 10,000 euros isn't something I do very often. So, what sort of people do you want at the vernissage? Is it okay for people who aren't going out with the intention of, I will spend, you know, X thousand euros tonight? I know you said you do different budgets, but do you want everyone, or are you looking for people who are only serious buyers?
No, please come. Everybody is welcome to our vernissage, because we don't display artworks just to sell them. Of course, it's the main goal, but it's also to show people that art can be a thing that unites people. And as long as you're curious about it, as long as you want to feel something, you can definitely come.
So as long as you're there and not just there for free drinks, and if you are going to go there, and
yes, well, yes, you're right. I have to say I'm not a huge fan of people who goes to all vernissage just to have a free drink, but if you're interesting and curious, you're very welcome.
Well, that's good news to me, because I really enjoy going to them and seeing more. So that's been really fun. I've really enjoyed that. There is so much more we could get into. We could get into the, you know, the bricks and mortar galleries. We haven't even really spent much time on the artists themselves. So I think I'll save that for a future episode of Office Hours. So all that's left for me to do now is to say thank you, Charlotte, for being such a wonderful guest. And Charlotte, if people want to get in contact with you or your work, what's the best way to do that?
Please go on the website, which is artworkcircle.lu. And every social media, we are on LinkedIn, we are on Facebook, we are on YouTube, we are on Instagram. And just come and check on us on the website. Thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you. And all that's left then is to thank the listeners. So thank you, and see you on the next edition of Office Hours. So that's it for today's episode. If you have feedback and questions on this topic or any other, drop me a line at adam.peterson@rtl.lu or on LinkedIn.